Hello, my darling. My name's Charlotte. You and I both know why you're here. So the question is, are you ready to go into trance for me? Good. Now, are you lying or sitting down comfortably? It's always good to be very comfortable while you're in trance. So if you do want to move, you can do that easily. And each time that you move and then relax again, you can find yourself even more comfortable than you were before. Now just close your eyes for me. That's right. You don't need to do anything special right now to go into trance. All you need to do is to want to be hypnotized. Just want it. And trance will follow naturally. In fact, once you decide that you will go into trance, there's really nothing that can stop the process as it happens now. And the interesting thing is, you don't have to do anything. You don't know how you make it happen, but you will know that it is happening when it starts happening. You just have to let it happen all on its own. Like standing outside after dark and watching as the sky comes alive with stars. You don't notice any individual star appearing. It's almost like magic. The way, one moment, there's nothing at all, and the next, everything is different. Now I want you to do something for me, honey. Just a simple thing, no need to worry. I'm going to ask you to remember a few certain scents. Things that are very familiar to you and may even have some wonderful memories and feelings attached to them somewhere in the back of your mind. Just remember the scent and let it fill your mind now. The first one is coconut. Remember the scent of coconut for me. Perhaps you might get a feeling of warmth in your body as you remember that scent. A memory of warm, lazy summer days, with no worries or cares in the world. Just allow those pleasant feelings to wash over you now. That's right. The next scent is cut grass. Go deep inside your mind for me now, and remember that scent. Don't overthink it, my darling. Just let the feelings of that scent saturate your body and open up to them. That's right. Now, remember the scent of freshly baked bread. It's a warm feeling that goes with the scent, isn't it? A contented feeling, both comforting and comfortable. Just notice that feeling within yourself now, and with each new scent, that wonderful feeling just seems to increase, making you feel so relaxed. Thinking of the scent of clean cotton now, like fresh sheets on your bed, warm and peaceful, and carrying the promise of a restful sleep. Allowing those good feelings to spread throughout your body, into your arms and legs, relaxing your shoulders and neck. And think about the scent of rain. Perhaps your mind automatically conjures up a wet city street, that damp dog smell of the pavement. Or perhaps you think of a rain-soaked wood, or a country meadow. Remembering that very particular scent of rain can make you all the more aware of how warm and comfortable you are at this moment, as you relax more and more deeply now, paying attention to your heavy limbs and your slow breathing. Warm and dry and comfortable. Your eyes so very tired beneath your closed eyelids, that even if you were to try right now, you simply couldn't open them. Couldn't even be bothered to make the effort to try. And while you think about that, about the wonderful feelings of comfort and relaxation inside your body, and the loose, soft muscles of your shoulders and your legs, the tired, heavy eyelids that just want to remain closed now. Perhaps you have room inside your mind to remember the scent of leather, the thick, heavy scent of leather, and allow that sense memory to take you all the way down now, my darling, into trance. Dreamy and drowsy, drifting away, letting yourself relax so completely that it may even feel that your mind and your body were somehow not quite connected, as though your mind were floating off somewhere above you, while your body sinks down even more heavily into deep trance. And you can just sleep now, sleeping and dreaming and drifting. Your subconscious mind still saturated with the scent of leather. Now I want you to use your mind and the power of your subconscious imagination to really feel, really experience every word that I speak to you. Emotions and sensations as real as if they were happening right at this moment. Feel. See with your mind. See me standing in front of you. You can tell from the look in my eye that I'm in the mood to play a little rough with you today. In the mood to remind you firmly of your place. That knowledge excites you, doesn't it? Already you can feel your pulse rising as your eyes travel from my high heels up my stocking-clad legs and drift over the short plaid skirt I'm wearing. I smile at you. And you know that smile. It's the smile that means you're screwed. You feel my hand reach around the back of your neck. Feel my fingers brush gently against the delicate skin. And then my fingers tighten, clamping down hard, and my voice in your ear is as dangerous as it is enticing. Get on your knees, bitch. You drop quickly. My iron grip on your neck refuses to allow you any other option. And you gasp as your knees make sharp contact with the ground. You look up at me from your position of servitude, and it's only then that you notice the obvious bulge at the front of my skirt. Stepping back from you, you watch as I lift the skirt, revealing soft skin, black lace, and my favorite toy. The black leather cords of my strap-on are pulled tight. The thick black rubber cock standing out proudly from my delicate feminine frame. Just looking at it, you can feel your own cock twitch. Feel the thrill of arousal tickling at your mind. Come and get it. My voice is teasing with just a hint of steel, and you start to stand, but no, honey, crawl. Crawl on your hands and knees for mistress. What choice do you have? You crawl toward me, reaching up, only to find that I've stepped back again. Come on, slut. What are you waiting for? I step back again, and you move more quickly now, knowing that you'll be punished if you take too long. Finally, I stop, and you sit up on your knees for me. My fingers circle the base of the black rubber cock, stroking as though it were real. You watch my hands, my face, my lips, forming the words, "Suck it." The words crack like a whip, and you know you must obey. You have no choice. You stretch out your tongue and touch it to the underside of the huge toy, humiliation burning through your body as you give a tentative lick. The taste is strange on your tongue, synthetic and cloying, and you feel an urge to pull back and spit. My firm hand at the back of your skull stops you in your tracks. I said, "Suck it, slut." And you feel the head of my rubber cock pressing against your lips, forced past your teeth. You stretch your jaw as wide as you can to accommodate the intruder. It takes you a few seconds to adjust, to remember to breathe, and you suck. That's it. Suck it, you little bitch. Suck my cock. You like that? You like how it feels to get face-fucked by mistress's cock. Your breath catches in your throat at my filthy words, and your own cock throbs in time with each thrust of my strap-on. You want to pull away, to gag, to spit, but my hand just closes more tightly around your neck, forcing my cock further down your throat until you gag and wrench away, a thick trail of saliva trailing from your lips to the head of my toy. I didn't tell you to stop. You're pushed back down, your jaws wrenched apart, your throat worked open, and you choke and gag and suck. Accept that this is where you belong. On your knees, burning with arousal and shame, and the need to be used. Your lips are sore and swollen, your eyes streaming. You deserve this hard use. You want it. And you find that your hand has unconsciously begun stroking yourself hard and fast in time with the messy, wet blowjob you're giving. And you feel the pleasure spike in your balls. Feel the overwhelming arousal flood your mind as you suck and stroke and suck and stroke. And I pull away from you, pushing you backward to sprawl on the floor, dazed and disheveled. Your lips raw and your throat ragged. You watch as I walk away, leaving you a perfect hot mess of lust and sweat and shame on the ground. You don't get to orgasm. You don't get that release. And as the door closes behind me, you listen to your heart beating a crazy tattoo against your ribs with the absolute knowledge that you need to repeat this experience, and soon. And now it's time for you to wake up, my darling. My slutty little cocksucker. Time to wake up and rejoin the real world. Feeling so turned on by the abuse you've been subjected to. Counting down from 5 then. 5. Start to reorient yourself now. That's right. 4. More aware of the room around you. 3. More awake and aware. Feeling horny and submissive. 2. Almost there. Eyes open. muscles stretching out, and one wide awake, completely alert and awake, feeling refreshed and so very good.